Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
That was We Kissed from Andrea Rasa Udi's brand new CD, Front Street. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on the TSJ Radio Show page, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Guitarist Andrea Rasa Udi releases his label debut project on Woodward Avenue called Front Street. Produced by Paul Brown, it features the legendary Patty Austin, label mate saxophonist Elon Trotman, keyboardist Greg Karukas, and more. Andrea is also an amazing painter, and you definitely have to go to his website and check out his artwork. His website is AndreaRazzaUti.com. His last name is R-A-Z-Z-A-U-T-A-T-I. My apologies. Andrea, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Good evening. This is Andrea from Hawaii. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me clearly?
I can, but you sound a little far away.
Okay. Let me raise a little bit my volume here. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was waiting for get you guys. And how's the temperature over there?
It's hot. It is hot here. We're dealing with triple digit heat. 100, 109, 110. Yeah, it's hot here in Las Vegas. Yes, definitely.
One of these days, I'll bring all of you to broadcast in Hawaii. At least you get some breeze.
I should add, please let me add that Andrea is calling in from Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I definitely would love to be there.
Great. We will. We will do it.
Yes. Okay, so I played the song We Kissed from the brand new CD Front Street. Tell me about that song.
I didn't hear what you said the last words.
But tell me about the song We Kissed.
Okay. We Kissed is a tune that's been written by Paul Brown and Thomas Capleton. It's a very sweet bossa nova, which as soon as I hear, I fell in love. And, you know, it's very rich of color, a lot of romantic. It also has a lot of retro, especially with the lyrics that they are, you know, talking about Venus and Mars. It's kind of today, it's kind of funny because, you know, we're looking to go beyond our galaxy. But that's why I like it, because it does have some really nice lyrics, kind of like a Frank Sinatra time. But it's a bossa nova, which is one of my forte, because I love a Brazilian rhythm. So I was really happy to do this song. I think it would give it a little kind of feeling of fireplace, you know, lay down at the end of the day, having a glass of wine and relax and enjoy. So that's what is We Kissed.
Oh, very nice. So now, congratulations to your new label, Woodward Avenue. You just signed to this label. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mentioned that saxophonist Elon Trautman is on this CD. He is your label mate. Because when I saw that, I was wondering, then I remembered that he is also on the same label. So it was good to see that. How was it working with Elon?
Elon is a wonderful musician. He's a great guy. He's a great musician. And, you know, in this album, man, we put two different saxophone players. Obviously, everyone has a different personality. We thought, me and Paul, that Ellen will be perfect for the Not Just Another Love tune with Patty Austin. Because he has this soulful, very, you know, R&B touch, which we did love it. So it was actually very easy because he nailed it right away. You know, it wasn't a big deal at all. It was very natural for Ellen to play in that song.
Okay, yes, I am a fan of his. He's going to be here in July, so I get a chance to see him perform. Elon will. It's really nice to see that he is on your CD. As we tell him all the time, he is everywhere. He just seems to be, you know, at concerts and performing on other artists' CDs, so I'm glad to see that he was on yours. That's good. So what I would like to do is read a review from criticaljazz.com, and it says, there is an elegant sophistication that transcends the ordinary smooth jazz release when listening to the Woodward Avenue debut from Italian guitarist Andrea Rasaudi. This is simply great music played by a virtuoso talent who has a wealth of experience and an artistic soul that is indeed the real deal. One of the finest contemporary releases for 2013, Smooth Jazz is alive and well. And you can read that entire review on criticaljazz.com. That's a great review there.
Yes, it is. It actually pushed me to even play better. Because there is a lot of compliment in there, which I'm really honored because if Brand Black is one of my favorite writers, and I think besides the compliment, with the also, you know, pleasurable, of course, I think it just targets precisely what it's all about, this album, which is very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm looking at the personnel on the Front Street CD, and I see the last entry is Ria Razaudi on additional drums.
Yes. Well,
and Ria is. Yeah.
Ria is my wife. She's a very talented artist. She has many different faces in her expression, because she's a graphic designer, she's a fine artist, she's a fashion designer, she's a choreographer. I don't know if I'm forgetting something, but it's getting longer at least. A photographer and so many other things. Also, she can play pretty much any instrument by feeling, by nature. She's not training, but she plays with the heart. So she loves drumming, and she did a few radio sessions in my album, which of course then we polish and we develop in different way. But she definitely did a couple of tracks in the Front Street, which is great.
Okay. Now, Front Street was produced by Paul Brown, and he is a very well-known producer. So I'm sure you guys had a great time working together.
Always. Paul is a good friend. For me, he's a top producer in the world for this particular category, especially. I love his approach of Zen production, which is very... and minimalism without taking anything out from him, because it's very good production. So I'm not the one only to say that. So we know pretty much what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was really happy there to see her name there on the drums, and that's great that you guys can work together and collaborate together on your music.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah, well, great. So now also, Darren, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, so I'm continuing on with the personnel. Darren Ron is also on here providing some saxophone for you. Alex Al on bass, Ricky Peterson, B3, and string synthesizer keyboards. Now, did you work with any of these musicians in a studio, or did you guys kind of do the internet thing?
No, I did work in a studio, and I did work in a sound truck, both. You know, when you produce an album, my goal in this album has been always to do a full album, well produced, with serious numbers of all pretty much good tunes. I didn't want to do an album with two or three tunes okay, and then the other one just to fill up the album. So obviously, when you do an album so rich, there is so many back and forth of working process. But it's been very easy, because if you notice, the musician that I'm working with, I talk in the world, it's much more easy working with great musician than with not good musician, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's been an amazing experience, and I'm very proud of that. So. It's been a wonderful experience. And now, of course, I'm still writing, and I have a very good set of new composition, which I start to develop, ready for maybe 2014 or 15 for the next album. And also want to mention to you, Teddy, why you mentioned to me that Ria should also record some nice... guitar track in my studio, because she loves to do some engineering stuff too. So
okay, All right. Now let's talk about you working with Patty Austin, the legendary Patty Austin. How did that happen?
Well, that happened because, you know, when you have a tune that you actually, most of the time when I'm writing, I'm also thinking about who's going to sing the tune. And not all the time, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm writing tunes from specific artists. In this case, and when I write Not Just Another Love, I thought about Patty Austin. And another song called Lover Kiss, I thought about Patty Austin. So Paul was the one that he connected me to her. We sang the two songs, and she loved it. She did both. So nothing better than that.
Okay. And she is on Not Just Another Love?
Yes, she's in Just Another Love as a vocal and background vocal. She's on another tune called Lover Kiss, which she does a vocal and background vocal, which she wrote the lyrics for that tune.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to play that Not Just Another Love next. I'm talking to guitarist Andrea Razzaudi about his new CD, Front Street. His debut label, a debut project on the Woodward Avenue label. This is Not Just Another Love featuring Patty Austin.
Shooting star.
The beautiful voice of Patty Austin. That was called Not Just Another Love on Andrea Raza Udi's brand new CD, Front Street. I have a phone call, area 804. I apologize, I have not picked up your call. I'm having a technical issue. I'm with trying to bring you onto the show, but Blog Talk Radio tech support is working on it, and hopefully I can get you on in a matter of minutes here. So you can continue to hold, or if you would like to hang up and try and call back in, and hopefully I can bring you on then. I apologize for that. All right, Andrea.
Yes.
Front Street.
Yes.
Tell me about Front Street.
Okay, Front Street. I'll tell you something maybe you don't know. It's the title of the song. No, I'm kidding. No. Now, Front Street is any Front Street. It could be San Francisco. It could be, you know, any by the ocean street. Mm-hmm. So, and I assume that, say, Front Street, we already thinking about the horizon of the ocean and the breeze, and et cetera, et cetera. The song itself has been concept to be a rhythmical song, a song that allows you, you know, to be cool and snap your finger, and with the addition, of course, of some really romantic melodic feeling, which embellish the coolest of the groove of the thing. It's an pop tempo, and I think it has some sophistication, and I think the combination between Darren Run on saxophone and me on guitar, and there is a solo of Po-O, and the overall thing, I think it's pretty cool. I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right. Well, let's take a listen. This is the title track, Front Street.
Thank you.
I like that. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the title track, Front Street, to Andre Razzouti's new CD. Definitely check out his website. We're going to talk next about this beautiful artwork that he paints. Just gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. How old were you when you started painting?
I started the book thing when I was very young. My father was an artist, a violinist. My mother was a pianist, a samba dancer. And my whole family was pretty much like living in a musical movie. So I grew up in that environment, and, you know, and here I am.
Wow. I'm looking, I posted two of your pictures in the above a slideshow on my chat room. And then I, you know, went to the website and looked at some of the pictures as well. Again, I want you to check out Andrea's artwork. It's so beautiful. Go to his website, Andrea Razzouti. It's AndreaRazzouti.com. And click on the gallery, I believe. And, oh, my gosh, just beautiful stuff. I really like the landscapes. They are gorgeous.
Thank you, Terry. I'll pay you later.
How much of that is Hawaii? How much of your paintings are Hawaii?
Well, obviously, the place where you live, in a way, it influences you, of course. You know that I'm from Italy. And, you know, I brought with me all this big luggage of art and history and music. And then, of course, when I came in the tropical here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, I found myself like a bee for an astronaut out of the planet. But I have to tell you that inspiration-wise for the music and for the art, it's been very good because, you know, the isolation from everything else make you really reflect a lot and focusing on your research or your, you know, expression. So definitely in some of my musical compositions, there probably is some tropical influence, but I would say that my most influence is from the Brazilian culture, the Italian culture, and blended with some element of jazz. And the art is pretty much the same thing. You know, I'm bringing with me all the master from Tuscany in Italy, and I blend it in my own way.
Okay. There is a picture that I put in the above the chat room of a lady looking down, and I chose that one because I liked that one too. Tell me about that one, that painting.
You're talking about a painting with the tree.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, the fields are very important to me because, first of all, I believe that less is more. And if I put too much suggestion in the field of the painting on the canvas, I limit your imagination. So it's the same thing with the music. Because it's all about playing the right notes in the right time. And don't overdo, but give it really something to stay, to remain in your audience, which I believe is the more important thing. And the same thing with the art, the painting, I don't remember precisely the title of the one that you're talking about, but it's a fields of lavender and chamomile, which is a pretty typical scenario of South France in June, in summer. So I think it has a lot of horizon, a lot of perspective, that's what I'm looking always for, even in my music. I always try to give it a lot of dreaming, a lot of space, a lot of imagination. So that's one of my creation, probably. That's true, what you said.
Okay. Now, is your artwork on sale to the public?
Yes, they can contact me through my webpage, which is andrearazzauti.com, and send an email or check my webpage.
Well, I would suggest that you check out his website and go and look at that beautiful artwork. And if there's something there that you like, contact him and purchase it. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, very nice. All right, so now that you're in Hawaii, you have released this new CD on a new label. Are you coming to the States to do any performances?
Yes, I'm in the middle actually now. I'm very busy. I'm gigging a lot in the last 5-6 months. I did 2-3 concerts here in Hawaii, and I have on a plan to do a concert in the late summer in Chicago, and that's gonna be a concert with 30 pieces of orchestra. And we're going to play some of the songs from the album, arranged by a very, very famous arranger, Italian, that he arranged this song for 30 pieces of orchestra. And then I'm working for another concert in Honolulu, and definitely I'll be coming in California in this summer for some of the usual CD party release in South California. And then I recommend it to check my webpage, so the old dates are going to be upgraded on my future concert.
Okay. All right,
so,
well, hopefully.
Pretty busy, but good.
Good. And hopefully you will come close to my area, either Las Vegas or California or the Arizona area, because those are within driving distances for me, and I can drive up and come see you.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, Andrea, are you on Twitter?
No, I say beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. But are you on Twitter? Do you use Twitter?
Where? I didn't hear what you
Twitter. It's a social networking site called Twitter.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to let the listeners know where.
I'm on Facebook and webpage and everything else related to the music industry.
Okay. Cool. All right. So let everyone know where they can purchase Front Street.
Front Street is available on Amazon. And also, from today, is available in any store near you. So it should be probably, Barnes & Noble and any store selling music.
All righty, there you go. Definitely pick this one up. If you like what you heard, I only had the 3 songs to play for you, but that's a good sample of what's in store and what's on this brand new CD, Front Street. Okay, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I like to share that keep listening to music because it's the best thing that you can do in your life. And love and peace, that's just more important things.
Okay. All right, well, yes.
You like?
Yes.
I was saying, you like that? Good.
I love that. Yes.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you, and I look forward to seeing you on the road if you are within my area, driving distance of my area. And congratulations on the new CD, Front Street, and on your signing to Woodward Avenue label.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. Anytime. If you see Ellen Trotterman, tell him Andrea say hi.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll do. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will try to send you a container of ice.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I will like that. I will like that
talk
a lot.
To you
thank
later.
You.
Thank
all right.
You
have a good evening. All right.
Bye bye.
All right, that was guitarist Andrea Razzauti. His name is spelled A-N-D-R-E-A R-A-Z-Z-A-U-T-I. His new CD is called Front Street. It is available on Amazon. Check him out on his website, especially that artwork, and definitely, you know, pick up a piece or two if you like what you see. All right, thanks to Lori and the guests for joining me in the show today. And I'm always happy to have you listen in and tune in. Thank you so much. Please feel free to follow the show. You will receive an email 1 hour before the show goes live. And if you are listening to an archive show, thank you so much for doing so. You can always come back to blogtalkradio.com and listen to any show on demand. You can also download Talking Smooth Jazz from the iTunes store. All of those podcasts are free, and they're all listed there as well. So definitely take an opportunity to check those out and download those and listen to the show. I appreciate all of your support as well. Bye, Lori. I'll talk to you later. The guests, thank you for joining me. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.